David Silverman over here.
This is Matt Groening.
Jim Brooks.
And here we have the main title. There's the tire yard, which is supposed to be burning. Oh, it's a short main.
The short one, because we had a long show. I remember this. And I like starting a show at an unusual angle.
Ooh, do I ever.
Uh-uh, Homer. Lisa's making these for her teacher.
Ah, say no more.
Actually, yeah, got a pretty good smoke effect. I'm really surprised that it came out that well.
Oh, man. Keep your greasy mitts out.
Sean has written more Simpsons than anybody else, right?
It's correct.
Hoover's birthday. You know, there are names for people like you.
No, there aren't.
Teacher's pet, apple polisher, butt kisser.
Bart, you're saying butt kisser like it's a bad thing.
Wow. Sorry, yeah, remember man. that was a heavy joke back in the back in the early 90s.
I'm not greasing the wheels, Dad. I like my teacher.
Well, only that, I'm thinking this now, this is like 89, so we have, we're very, very tentative on a lot of these jokes. We're thinking, well, will the censors go through that? Will people go for this?
Work, brains, and...
Oh, brother.
Uh-oh, school bus, gotta go!
I think actually now the backgrounds you'll see, I think, some improvement, a little bit, at least in the kitchen. We had that one pretty well designed.
Yo, bye, dude.
Hey, can you believe it, man? My sister.
There's Otto, who looks like one of the Simpsons original writers, Wallace Wolodarski.
Bad news, man.
He used to dress that way.
You know, John Swartzwelder, this is his first script. He was and is a fantastic writer on the show, and writes the wildest scripts, I think, that we've ever produced over the years. He himself is quite an eccentric guy. He chain smoker. He drove the biggest Cadillac from the 1950s I've ever seen. He used to be stuck in the middle of the parking lot in front of the Gracie Films bungalow late at night while everybody else was leaving, and his car would be going, and he chain smoked, and he used to write these early episodes at coffee shops in the San Fernando Valley. He'd sit at a booth with endless cups of coffee and cigarettes, and that's how he'd write the episodes. And
he and Winston Starbuck made the most money at coffee shops. It's in the
and eventually, of course, smoking was made illegal in restaurants around here, and so Swartzwelder went and bought himself a coffee shop booth and had it installed in his home, where he smokes and drinks endless cups of coffee and continues to write more episodes than anyone who has ever written for the show.
All the time, somebody else's blood splatters on me. Hey, wait a minute. You're right. You made me bleed my own blood.
It was Nelson Muntz, first appearance.
Also voiced by Nancy.
It was an accident, man. A terrible, ghastly mistake. Ask anybody.
Hello, kids. Everything above the board here? Good. Play friendly, children.
And Principal Skinner, blissfully unaware what's going on. Very silly look on his face.
You know, the temptation in animation, of course, is to go over the top and really punch everything up. That was a great little moment. That was very cinematic. I love that.
I like subtlety every now and then.
There's learning afoot.
And the high angle of doom.
Well, I'm just wondering if this is the show that has my favorite Simpsons line ever. It might be.
I always got shows with dream sequences that I've seen.
Oh, yeah. We got notes from the censor. Knives could not go into Nelson's chest.
Well,
you're not supposed to shoot.
Later changed only briefly.
That's right. Not supposed to shoot with a Tommy gun. At the time, we were very happy the way this little piece of animation came out. It seemed, at the time, very, you know, unusual for a show. And the classroom design is still a little bit loose.
You gotta tell Principal Skinner, Bart.
I can't squeal. It would violate the code of the schoolyard.
You know, one of the early color choices on the show was we made the Simpson skin yellow.
Oh,
And then we started making some of the other colors pretty crazy as well. And it, very early on, we realized that the way to go with the show is to make colors, if the colors could possibly indicate what the material was, that his trees should be green and not purple and that kind of thing. But very early on, you'll notice some of these colors are very odd choices, like red lockers and so on.
And we sort of started
limiting. Nelson's big.
He has four other meetings scheduled this afternoon.
His size sort of was a little loosey on this episode. Like the X's for the eyes.
Goodbye, little dude. You look so lifelike, man.
Yes, Lee. School nurse did a wonderful job reconstructing.
You thought this
fight. Goodbye, son. I guess you were right. All that homework was a waste of your time.
Thanks, Bart. We got the day off from school for this.
Yeah, and I got the day off from work.
Homer.
But what's a day off from work when I'm never going to see my beloved son again?
There's the great Homer voice that we all know and love.
That's better, Homer.
That's one reason why that Dan said he had to change Homer's voice. It was easier to... It was like, he had a lot of screaming and crying to do.
Who is my special little guy?
I think the X's and the eyes indicate that this was a fantasy. That was that was the idea behind that.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of gruesome.
But the way that the X's sort of have a dimension, you know, they sort of fit nicely on the golf ball eyes.
I know you can't eat it now, so I'll just place it lovingly on your forehead.
Here's one for you.
So that's one of my favorite lines.
This is great, man.
I love his feet as they kick up there.
I forgot how confident we were back in these early shows. Because I remember we certainly didn't feel confident. Oh, this is a great song.
I had fun distorting his face. Now I'd go a lot further, but you know. I guess I was holding back my punches a little bit.
Oh, I love the end of this act.
Yeah, well, I thought it would be fun to put the camera at the bottom of the trash can and keep it there.
When we first saw the animation on this, we were amazed. And I think that it's the kind of stuff, David, that you and the rest of the animators added to the show that made us realize we could do anything. And it was really, really inspiring. Seeing what was possible in these first episodes.
The freedom of it, man.
Yeah, made us really go wild.
Yeah, which is great because now we do this stuff, you know, all the time. But it was great just experimenting back then.
What happened to you?
I like it rolls home.
This is a great gig, too. One of the last backgrounds we had, the background of the endless doorways.
Right.
I'm going to miss you, big guy.
I think episode by episode, we were designing things a little bit. You know, we'll design this bathroom, we'll design this room, we'll design this room.
Cool idea that you're upset about something.
Dad, I need help. Oh,
the tears, tears.
That was, you know, that was the best take.
We've always had a problem doing tears. I don't know what it is.
This is a great gag. This is a gag. Oh, yeah. I like it.
So what's the problem, son?
Well, that's you. You animated every one of those drawings, right, David?
Right. Yeah, I had fun doing that. But it was a great, funny.
Well, Bart, I hope you're going straight to the principal about this.
I guess I could do that.
What? Now, what episode is this in the series?
This was, episode number 5 in the... I don't know when this aired, though.
So by this time, The Simpsons was already a real hit.
And it was on Sunday night. It was a magic time period.
Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And, and it was real. It was a phenomenon by this time, and it was actually already controversial. And there, at the same time, it was intense... enthusiasm about the show, the criticism was coming in too.
I remember the first magazine cover we got, and I kept it just thinking something would happen, and then by year's end, it was like that main title in Tootsie, where it was just on everything. And I put them all together. And
well, if you recall, Newsweek put us on the cover very early on, and Time magazine rushed out with a pan of the show. A full-page pan, and then by the end of the year, they put Bart on the cover as the best of 1990.
No, not like that, like this.
Other things too, from the from our point directing, was we had so many episodes to do simultaneously. So while I was finishing up Bart the Genius, I think I was doing the storyboard of this show, and then everything started to overlap.
So the next time this bully thinks you're going to throw a punch, you throw
a lot of things I looked at and said, oh, I wish I had done this or I wish I'd done that. Then I realized, well, yeah, but I was already working on five shows.
Oh, wait, listen, wait, this is one of my favorite jokes.
Gotcha.
And if you get the chance, get him right in the family jewels. That little doozy's been a Simpson trademark for generations.
Family jewels.
Thanks, Bob.
That was a censor note, too.
Yeah.
Put him up.
I actually played football in high school, and I was very weak. I was on the line as a tackle, and I threw mud in the guy's face opposite me, and he killed me during the next play. You know, he just jumped on me. So that's where that came from.
I like that.
No.
Why didn't you go see Grandpa?
That was a good one.
He's the toughest Simpson alive.
He is?
Yeah, remember
this is a great
the fight
joke
he put up when we put him in the home?
It took a long time to come up with that line.
Really?
Remember the fight he put up when we put him in the home? Grandpa. That took about a half hour.
Half the people here and then Grandpa.
Well, Grandpa Simpson then.
Second floor, third dank room on the left.
In the first shot, by the way, of the
exterior. That is your line, Jim. Third dank room on the left. I remember you pitching that.
I was pretty pleased the way this scene came up. He had a nice bit of animation on hitting the return key. Nice and angry.
Resentful individuals who remember the good old days when entertainment was bland and inoffensive. Is a list of words I never
this
want
is a good
to
comeback
on television
too.
Again. Oh, yeah. Number one, bra. Number two, horny. Number three, family jewels.
Hi, Grandpa.
There's a little self-conscious.
A little.
Well, let me tell you something, boy. If you don't
we started early.
Yeah.
They're going to be picking on you for the rest of your life.
Simpson, give me a newspaper.
Why should
this is a kindly old gent that was later named Grandpa.
No,
oh, sorry, Jasper.
I said give me that puzzle.
No.
Gimme.
No.
Gimme.
No.
I remember this fight, this struggle here for the newspaper was, when it first came back, it was very slow and swimmy to the point where we just had them send the drawings to us and we, the drawings were there, but they could never time it right. We finally got it to work pretty well.
Here?
Yep, this is it.
This is kind of unusual to have a one-armed character in an animated show, or even any show, I guess.
So, Herman, has the large type edition of this month's Soldier of Fortune come in yet?
Not yet. Can I interest
you?
Well,
the design of this character is, other than the one arm, is pretty much inspired by John Swartzwelder.
Yeah, absolutely.
The voice, of course, is...
Hello, sir.
A little George Bush.
Thanks to Harry Shearer.
Yes.
Did you lose
well, here comes
your
a scene that we animated like four, five times, and it could never be
next
on sync.
Your teacher tells you to keep your arm
and this was the best
the
one we got
window,
back.
You do it.
Yes, sir. I will.
But it's
with a local
the original idea with Herman was that every single time we saw him in the show, he was the original plan was that he would be a regular character. He would explain how he lost his arm, and it would be different every time. You're not supposed, you know, when you see a sign that says don't stick your hand in the ball return at the bowling alley, you believe it.
The Greeks knew it. The Carthaginians knew it. Now you know it. First, you'll need a declaration of war. That way, everything you do will be nice.
I'm thinking if we were doing the show today, we probably would see what the declaration looks
this
like.
One from the Franco-Prussian War.
This would be a tricky show to do today.
To
yeah, this
Bart
would...
Simpson. And
this would seem to be saying things that we didn't intend to say today.
I think this guy's a little nuts.
Oh, yeah? Well, General George S. Patton was a little nuts. And this guy is completely...
That's great, with the Patton reference that we want to get visually fail. That, well, Fox actually owns Patton, so we could use the music from Patton. So here in the original idea, in the I think at the end of the third act, when we had the war with Nelson, we were going to do it to the music of war. Remember that idea?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think we first sent it back that way. It came back that way, but we thought it doesn't really need that. It should just hold up on its own. Here,
right? You say war, you mean war. Yeah. What is it good for?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's a great song, but it just didn't seem to be to really fit.
And I, for one, am sick of it. I can't promise you victory. I can't promise you good times. But the one thing I do know...
Remind you what happened to him.
Oh, all right, okay. I promise you victory. I promise you good times.
I remember originally when he said that, everybody left, and then they came back. But again, we always shot more than we showed, so there were gags that we had, and we sometimes some of them stuck, some of them left. He's beginning the homages to Full Metal Jacket and The Longest Day and Patton and any other war movie out there.
Wow, the symmetrical trees.
The symmetrical trees. How do you
in
get...
the background.
So it's the only way you can do that shot. They're moving kind of fast, too. I think it was the same cycle for driving in a car, unfortunately. Supposed to come in with a slower one.
Go. Wow, what a dog,
man.
That's a dog that we would not...
I don't think so, no. He seemed to be walking from another show altogether, didn't he?
These early commentaries, folks, are going to be a lot of...
apologizing.
Oh, my God, what did we do?
What was that looking like? Oh, my goodness.
You can march them off a cliff. You can send them off to die on some godforsaken rock.
Good joke. Was this John?
For some reason, you can't slap him. Now, apologize to that boy right now.
Sorry, man.
That's cool.
In English class, I did the best.
Oh, this little lip sync problem. Was that just repeated animation?
Yeah, I guess so. But actually, that was the best. That, again, it was like one of these things that kept coming back wrong and wrong.
Let's go next group. Martinez, Steinberg, O'Hara, Chang, Olajuwon, Herman.
Die.
Again, you know, what I remember from when these shows first aired, again, that intensity of enthusiasm for the show, but incredible criticism, too, for having kids do bad things, and we were teaching kids the wrong thing, and all the rest of that. And these shows play so sweet now.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah, exactly. It's just...
I guess with the, you know, in the wake of The Simpsons, the humor has gotten so... wilder, that this does look very,
especially
very
Bart's nice. Sweetness, because all the flack then was about what kind of kid he was. And
right.
He seems to be a pretty good kid, you know. So weird. Well, I guess maybe even the later episodes of the season, the cutting off the head of Jebediah Springfield. It can't fail against a 10-year-old.
Nelson's at the arcade. But that was about, you know, pangs of conscience and even, you know,
it was guilt and
some McLuhan-esque rule, you know, the perception becomes reality instead of the reality.
Yeah.
The screams of pain or see the look of terror in a young man's eyes. Thank heaven for children.
Hey, good squishies.
What flavor'd you get?
Blue. Hey, you two birds. You're going to be sucking all your meals through straws if you don't shut your traps. Well, looky here.
So warm up to the battle sequence. I'm afraid I'm going to have to teach you. And again, there's a lot of cuts. Oh, yeah. I think we did a lot of coverage on this.
Artillery, commence saturation bombing!
So originally, it was, as I said, it was cut to the music war, and then we just re-edited it to just be a battle against Nelson. That was from The Longest Day, that shot. Deal from the best.
All right, you kid. Keep it down. Am I making myself...
Great mix on this show, isn't it?
Yeah.
You, up in the tree. The tall, gray-haired kid. Get your butt down here right now.
No way! Don't hurt us. Oh, we surrender. Oh, we were only following orders.
I always love that joke.
So now I'll untie
you. The second you untie me, I'm gonna beat you to death, man.
Well, if that's gonna be your attitude, I'm not gonna untie you.
You know, we were worried about this episode that we thought that was too pro-war, yeah, and so we added a tag scene to this whole thing. It's coming up. I cannot believe how sweet this seems.
Yeah,
and we really wanted to.
Because all of the reviews were about how edgy and brash and
yeah.
He shall remain a figurehead of menace in the neighborhood.
Wow, sounds good to me. Okay, I'll sign.
What about you, boy?
All right, I'll sign.
Are you boys through playing war?
Yeah.
Yes, Mrs. Simpson.
Good. Then here's some cupcakes.
Oh, boy.
Cupcakes.
That was one of Homer's first and you fill in the blank.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Contrary to what you've just seen,
the other thought was that you were thinking that you'd be doing this from time to time, and we just would redo the lip sync on Bart.
With the following exceptions: the American Revolution, World War II, and the Star Wars trilogy. If you'd like to learn more about war, there's lots of books in your local library, many of them with cool, gory pictures. Well, good night, everybody. Peace, man.
Have your cake and eat it too.
Well, if we're never gonna have that disclaimer, we should have gone further with the war. You know, it made it really brutal.
Wow. We'll be right back.